This week, actually for the last several weeks, as I was thinking ahead to this last Sunday, God really placed it on my heart to talk about Sabbath rest. As we finish out 2025 and we move into 2026, what does it look like? What does God say about taking intentional time to rest? When you look back in the book of Genesis, when God created everything, when he created the world, in each act of creation, God looked at what he had made and he said, "It is good." He declared goodness over his creation. And then in Genesis chapter 2, I'm going to read to you verses 1 to 3. It says, "So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation, so he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation." And then once again in Exodus chapter 20, starting in verse 8, this is the passage of scripture where we receive the Ten Commandments. And in verse 8, one of the commandments is to keep the Sabbath, to keep it holy, because this was a day that God set apart to stop, to rest, and to declare his goodness. And so today we're doing that. We're going to practice this part of Sabbath, to stop today, to just take a deep breath. I don't know about you, but I love this time of year, but there is a certain level of busyness, isn't there, this time of year? And it's good to just come into the presence of the Lord, to stop, to take that breath, to rest in his presence, and to look at what he has done. So collectively as a church, today we're going to look back at all that God has done and say, "It is good." We're going to close the year with gratitude. So this morning, I'm going to invite a few people up to share some of the ways that they have seen God's goodness throughout the year. And first up, we're going to invite Dave Oman. So Dave, come on up. Church, why don't you welcome Dave? There you go.
Okay, you're going to witness a miracle this morning. I'm going to talk less than 3 minutes, or 3 minutes or less, which is not, I don't become by that naturally. I love to talk, but I love to share what God is doing. And as Lizzie said, I think it's a good thing to talk about what God has done and is doing in our lives, isn't it? To share with one another, to rejoice in his working in our lives. I wrote all this down, by the way, because I was thinking I'll get up there and I'll just go. You know, but, and like his creation, the wonderful creation we live in, and God at the end of it, when he rests, he said, "It is good." And that's what I like to think what he's doing in our lives, that it is a good thing that he's doing in our lives. When I got the email from Lizzie, to ask if I would share this morning a little bit, the Lord gave me this scripture, and I emailed it back to her. Then those, this is Malachi 3:16-17. That's your homework assignment this week. You'll be looking at that, and there'll be questions next week. "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him, and those who fear the Lord and those who meditate on his name. And he said, 'They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on that day when I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.'" It's a wonderful thing, and it pleases God as we get together like this and share with one another what God's doing in our lives. So this last year for me, the year of 2025 and probably into 2024, it was a real time of restoration in my life, restoration. And I can remember saying to Lizzie several times, it's like starting over again. I became a Christian as a young man. Man, oh man, that was a long time ago. I was on fire for the Lord for many years, and God used me in many ways. But then a couple years ago, I started to realize, as God was bringing to remembrance, that two things. That I forsaken my first love, which was Jesus, and I remember Tyler doing a really good teaching on this in Revelation That was this year, right? Last year. Anyways, and my relationship with God was lukewarm. You know, so those two things. And I started to pray and repent of those things. So the last year, probably starting in 24, God has in my life, by the working of his Holy Spirit in my life, restored and brought me back into a close relationship with him. And now I even get emotional thinking of his love for me, his patience, his long suffering. Because, you know, when you're not walking with the Lord, you're going through the motions. I never stopped going to church, you know. I never stopped going through the motions. But you know in your heart, your love's not there. And you know in your heart that you're lukewarm. And what did Jesus say about when you're lukewarm? He spews you, you know, you're not pleasing to the Lord. And it starts to bother you. And I just like to stand here to say this, that it's never too late. Now, I know I'm going to tell you how old I am, and you're going to go, he sure doesn't look it. I'm my 70. You know what 70 is? 70. And they're all going, he doesn't look 70, does he? And other people are going, I knew he was that old. But so this last year, I want to put it this way. He restored, this is the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. He brought me back into relationship with him. He restored and renewed a love for his word. I start every day by studying his word, sitting in his presence. I get up early in the morning, as I always like to say. But I sit there at the kitchen table with my Bible open, my notebook open. And as the Holy Spirit opens and guides me in his word, like I'll take the message from a Sunday and I'll just expand on it. I'll get into it deeper. And you know. And then he's also restored and renewed fellowship with him by and through prayer. I love to spend time in his presence, worshiping, praying, worshiping, giving him thanks. And it's also given me such a love for fellowship with you, all of you, his people. And this is just the beginning, I believe. He has given me a joy and peace, you know, when I walk in relationship with him. It's been a good year. I still struggle. I developed a lot of bad habits over the years, you know, when you're not in love with the Lord. But, you know, the song we sing in church, you know, I keep falling in love with Jesus over and over and over and over again. And I'm glad that I can sing that and mean it now, that I'm falling in love with Jesus, because his love for me never changed. But I grew cold in my love towards him. But I thank him so very much that God welcomed me back into fellowship with him. And I just cherish the times I have with him. After I spend my time in my study and I go to work, and yes, I'm too old to be working, but I still am. My prayer closet is the front seat of my pickup. And his presence overwhelms me. And I just pray for you guys. I pray as God, you know, leads me to pray. And I love it. And I also want to say this one thing, and I'll finish. Is my 3 minutes yet? God is doing a work here at Harvest Church. And I believe he's preparing us for a great, wonderful work in and through us. I'm really excited for what's ahead, looking forward for anticipation. And I thought this morning, too, when God looked at his creation, he said, he rested, it is good. And I'm hoping, and I pray for each one of us, when it's our time, when the work that he's doing in our lives is done, when we go to be with him, he can look and say, it is good. That the result is that God did a wonderful thing. And I am very confident of this for each and every one of us, from Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And that's my prayer for me and all of you. He's a wonderful God, isn't he? Sorry. He's a wonderful Savior. And, you know, all those years that I was in fire form, and then when I realized that my love had grown cold, or not, I wouldn't say cold, lukewarm, which is sometimes worse than cold, and his wonderful grace and his mercy and his patience and his long-suffering welcomed me back, and I give him thanks for that. Amen.
Church, Dave, come on back. I just love this man. I love his heart for the Lord. He greets you each and every Sunday with a smile, and it's genuine. He loves you. He loves this church. He loves the Lord. And what a blessing it is to hear the work that God has done in your life, Dave. I've only heard snippets of your testimony, but I know it's powerful. And just even what you shared of being faithful to the Lord and coming back to him and him renewing that passion and that fire within you, we see it. And we're so grateful for the work that God's doing. Church, can we pray for Dave? Jesus, thank you for this wonderful man that you have called your son. Lord, I thank you for the blessing that he is to this church, to this body. And Jesus, I just pray for more for Dave, Lord, in this coming year. Lord, that the desires within his heart, you would meet each and every one of them. Father, I pray for his family, Lord, that they would grow in depth of knowledge and love for you. Jesus, I pray that you would give Dave strength day upon day as he is in that, his prayer closet in his truck, Jesus, that you would meet him there. Father, that you would give to him new dreams, new visions, that this is not the end, but this is, he's still going, man. Jesus, thank you for all that you have for him. Would you meet him and continue to grow him in this year? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Dave. Amen. All right, it's good. God declared it is good. At this point, we're going to invite Haley on up. I love this woman. Invite Haley. Yep. You're going to do great. Haley gave her life to the Lord this year, got baptized this year. God has done an incredible work, and here she is standing before you to give testimony.
Very nervously. Wow, I feel very honored to be standing up here today. Well, I didn't expect to kind of cry. So my testimony is that in my past, my grandmother used to take me to church. And when she passed, I no longer had that in my life. And for a long time, I felt like this void in my life. And I went down a very rough path, a path that most would deem very, what comes to mind is a wretch like me. I was definitely just not on the right path and made choices in wrong ways. I first came to Harvest when my beautiful friend Annika, who is definitely in her bed this morning. Hi, Annika. I know you're watching me. Told me that she goes to church, and I said, "Can I come with you?" And she said, "Absolutely, you can come with me." And I said, "Okay." The moment that I stepped into this place, the moment that I sat with her and heard the worshiping music, I cried. There was a sensation over my entire body, and I felt at home. That's when I knew that that was my missing piece, that God, Jesus, our Savior, was saying, "This is where you are supposed to be. This is where you are loved." And I just thank him every single day that I get to wake up and know that there is a church family that is here for me no matter what I'm going through. And I will tell you, it's been not an easy year for me this year. I have gone through trials and tribulations, financial hardship, and even some relationship stuff. But the way that God worked for me is that I had unforeseen peace. No matter what I went through, I knew that I was going to be okay. There was a time where I just was reaching out to Lizzie, and I was like, "I just need to talk. I just need to tell you because I'm feeling so confused," because I was confused on how I could feel so in turmoil but so at peace at the same time. I was like, I'm so upset. My heart hurts. I'm sad. I'm crying. But also when I prayed, our Lord put me to sleep. Like there was I was sitting up and I was just praying and I was just praying and I heard, it'll be okay. Sleep now. And I slept through the night. And that's it. I was like, okay. You know, like that was it for me. I'm new to this, right? It had been many, many years of me not having the Lord in my life and having him now. And so when I did get the email and was asked to give my testimony, I was like, well, what is that? And what do I say? And, you know, Lizzie said, oh, just like, you know, how God has worked in your life. And I'm like, but what one? Like, like, do you know how many there's been this year? Because he's really had my back this year. And like, is that not just our Savior? You know, like, is that not just his goodness and his love for us? Because no matter what I went through, no matter how sad and turmoil, no matter how heavy my heart, I knew that he was here with me. I could feel him with me. And that I never had before. And that I will carry on. And that I wish for all of you going into 2026 as well, right? Like, just, I wish that you guys have love and peace in no matter what situation. And I know that we can walk through it, not only together as a church family, but with the Lord by our side. And I thank you for this opportunity. And I think I'm going to end it there. So thank you. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, so good. So good to see how God has worked in your life this year. And he's not finished. Oh man, he's not finished. Church, let's pray for Haley. Oh, Jesus, thank you for saving this beautiful woman. Thank you for bringing her to this church. Thank you for Annika who opened the door for her. God, I just thank you that how you've met her each and every step of the way. Lord, I thank you for Chris. I thank you for Cohen. I thank you for her daughter. Jesus, I just thank you for how you are doing a work in this amazing family. And Jesus, I know that this year has not been easy, but God, you have met her. You have given her peace. You have filled her with your spirit. And God, you are not leaving her alone. You are continuing to be with her, and we thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus, for your amazing grace that saved a wretch just like her. Amen. Oh, so good. God is good. At this point, I'm going to invite up Lania and Dave to come and to share a bit of a testimony. Would you welcome them?
Hi, everybody. When Lizzie asked if I wanted to share how God has been working in my life this past year, I couldn't respond without acknowledging his work both in my life but in our family life as well. So Dave and I are standing here together just to give a glimpse of God's power at work, and perhaps we can share more in the future. So last Christmas, I bought a magazine and started reading about ADHD. Four letters that would become part of our everyday language in the coming year. We were seeking understanding and support to manage the symptoms experienced by members in our family, as it was greatly impacting their well-being and those around them. I never really understood the impacts of this neurodevelopmental disorder and how it affects a person's learning and emotions and behaviors, and more importantly, how it affects their relationships, judgment, and decision-making. As a family, we began a long journey of learning and trying, learning that instead of trying harder, we needed to try it differently. I started to keep a journal of dreams and goals for myself and my family, prayers, poems, and anything that God put on my heart. Life had trying days, but I still believed that God was in control and things would get better. And I wasn't alone. Whenever I would get discouraged, I found myself writing out the promises of God as declarations over my circumstances, like he never leaves me nor forsakes me. He's my ever-present help in time of need, and the battle belongs to the Lord. I was praying for victory and freedom over the things that weighed down our family and marriage. In March, I prayed for God to send a helper and to give me hope that things would get better, recognizing that was out of my control. A few weeks later, it got worse. I remember family and friends reaching out to us daily to check in and send a word of encouragement. It was a time of authentically raw and honest conversation, often filled with tears and sadness, but as Haley just mentioned, also comfort in knowing that we weren't alone. In fact, even in the midst of our struggles, I was humbled to walk alongside dear friends who were also struggling. There was definitely fear for the future and a sense of stepping into the unknown, not knowing where it would lead, and having to be okay with that. At the same time, being reminded of the promise that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. So we didn't need to be afraid. Dave and I each listened to worship music and spent time seeking God's presence. And as I listened to songs or read scriptures, I would write the words that meant the most to me. And soon I could see a clear message of encouragement and empowerment that gave me peace and reminded me that the Holy Spirit, my helper, was with me. Anytime I would start to feel anxious and afraid, I would literally write the name of Jesus on my arm so that every time I looked down, I could see it. And it reminded me that my helper was with me wherever I went. I would wake up in the middle of the night, and there would be worship songs still echoing in my mind, with encouraging words, and reminding me of the verse, Psalm 42, verse 8, "At night, the Lord's song is with me." As the months went on, I felt a shift from fear and anxiety to a place of confidence, believing that God still turns seas into highways, and he would make a way for us. I focused on taking better care of myself and seeking wisdom in God's word and supported from trusted sources. I was reminded by someone once to take the challenges one day at a time, understanding that this was the process right now, and it's not always going to be hard all the time. And while the days continued to be a mix of experiences, there were many times that we experienced the Holy Spirit's presence and saw the power of God break through our circumstances. We didn't have the finances to travel, but through work, I had an opportunity to go to a conference in Toronto. And while I was there, I was able to visit with many of my relatives that I hadn't seen in several years. And it was a wonderful time of reconnecting with them and finding myself and seeing God's healing at work in their lives. Many of them don't know the Lord. The fall brought a season of rebuilding and renewal. I'm hearing a theme this morning. And with hope for the future. The advent of Christmas was busy, and there were still challenging days that came out of nowhere. But I knew how to respond. Reach out for help, lean into the Holy Spirit, and speak the truth of Jesus over every problem, every anxiety, and every situation. This continues to bring me peace and helps me stay connected to Jesus. Just as he says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Dave, myself, and our family are still on a journey of learning and growing each day. And we want to share with you and testify to the truth of God, the truth that God is more than able to meet your needs in every circumstance right now. As we look ahead to the new year, we encourage everyone to respond to Jesus' invitation to come to him, all who are burdened, and he will give you rest. Not that he might, or maybe if you're good. No, he says, "I will give you rest." And I don't know if Dave wanted to say anything too. Sorry.
I didn't write anything. it's encouraging. I got to read this ahead of time, obviously. And it was a year. And it was filled with ups and downs. And I think for me, I read this morning that transformation isn't always instantaneous or easy, but it will come. And I think that's for me in our marriage, our family. This last season has been a season of transformation. And I'm just so grateful for, obviously, for this woman right here, more than anything, and for God and his ability to transform what I thought was completely untransformable. So, yeah, thanks.
Let's pray for Dave and Lania. Oh, Jesus, thank you for this precious couple that you have called your own. God, I thank you for their family, and I thank you for this transformative work that you have begun in each one of them this year. Lord, we know that this is not the end. We know that this is a journey, and Jesus, you are right there with them every step of the way. So God, I just ask that even now, you would fill them more of your Holy Spirit, more of your presence in their day-to-day lives. Lord, that they would continue to just trust in you, to know that, yes, you have them. God, that you would give them peace, that you would give them that hope for a good future. And Jesus, that you would give them rest, just as your word says. Lord, that they will have rest in you. So Jesus, thank you. Continue to work. Thank you for the blessing that they are to this church family as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. God is so good. And I just love how he works in each one of us. I love how he does this transformative work. As Lania said, there has been a theme of how God has met us throughout this year. In our different situations that we have gone through, he has been faithful because that is who our God is. He is faithful. It's my hope that as we continue to go through this week and even into the weeks that come, that we will continue to practice Sabbath, that we as individuals will take time to stop, to rest in his presence, and to declare the goodness of God, to declare how he has been faithful, how he has met us, how he continues to meet us. I want to share with you a few testimonies from our church family this year that I believe are going to be such a source of encouragement. In the year 2025, here at Harvest Church, just on Sunday mornings, we saw 19 people give their hearts to the Lord. 19 people who made the decision to follow Jesus. We saw 4 people take the step of water baptism, of declaring, I am a new creation. Look at what God has done. 4 individuals who made that decision this year. We had, I lost count, but over 50 people this year who said, I want more. Holy Spirit, would you fill me? 50 people who said, I want the Holy Spirit's power to fill me for each and every day. We had home groups that met. I thought this was very interesting. Janet and Mark, I believe everyone who shared this morning was from your home group. And love that. Well done. You guys are just like ushering in this transformation. I just love what God is doing. But it's so good when we can get together and meet in each other's homes and, again, just grow deeper in our walks with the Lord. We had through our discipleship groups, we had 15 people who went through our planted course, which is the course for new believers. 15 people who said, hey, I'm on fire. I know Jesus, but I want to know more. Let's go deeper. We had 25 people who completed our rooted course, which was a good hard course. We heard a lot, oh, this is a hard course, but it was good. It was a good hard. And 25 people who just saw that through and allowed the Holy Spirit to do a deeply transformative work in their lives. We have given countless meals. We couldn't count how many meals we've given from Sunday to Sunday through our On Eagle's Wings ministry. We had, I believe we served about 80 meals on Christmas Day. And these are people that are coming into our church that just want to feel the warmth and the love of a church family. And we've been able to meet people where they're at. And I love that God has done that through us. These are just some snippets of what the Lord has done. And I know that in each and every one of us as individuals, we have seen God meet us. We have seen him do a transformative work, whether it's just beginning or he's taking us all the way through. God has met us. So we can stop, we can rest, and we can declare his goodness. Worship team, would you come? This morning, we're going to continue to worship. We're going to continue to declare God's goodness. And I just want you to think back upon this year. And if it has been a hard year, if it has been the worst year, you can't wait to get out of 2025 and you're just ready for 2026, that's okay. Would you allow the Holy Spirit to meet you? Would you recognize that God has brought you to this place? And he is good. He is good. If you're looking forward to all that 2026 might have for you, would you open up your heart and say, God, I'm here. Continue to lead me. Continue to guide me. Continue to do a work in me throughout 2026. So wherever you're at this morning, let's worship him. Let's declare his goodness. Would you stand with us as we do that?